KSL News Time 609. Triple team traffic on this Thursday morning, which begins with you, Andy Farnsworth. Good morning.
Good morning, Brian. A good start for drivers and through the Salt Lake Valley. I-15 looks great. In fact, it's one of the lightest early morning drives I've seen in a while. However, we did get a report from a KSL traffic trooper that the intersection lights at 5400 South and 3200 West are not working. The moment, though, I don't see any huge delays, thankfully, in that area. Speeds on I-215 are good. A little bit of slowing right now for some transitioners going from I-215 to I-80 near Redwood Road in Salt Lake City. Holly?
Excuse me. Well, looking at your Utah County drive this morning, drivers will see great speeds and no delays. I-15 northbound from Spanish Fork to the Point, that's at a 24-minute travel time. Pioneer Crossing as you get on in Saratoga and head eastbound to the freeway, it's a straight shot, as is Timpanogos Highway heading westbound to I-15. Eric?
No difficulty southbound through Weber and Davis counties right now. I-15 without accidents or delays. You have a little bit of slowing at the south gate of Hill Air Force Base, and we've been seeing that the last few days. That's on SR-193 and Hillfield Road. With 11 community clinics and 8 new urgent care locations, they have your family's health covered. University of Utah Healthcare, uofuhealth.org. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.